Longtime residents of Manchester may remember this from the Mill District, a large, stylized sign for Pandora sweaters. A new documentary tells the story of that company, one of the largest operators of its day in Manchester, and of Pandora's longtime owner, May Gruber. It's called Sweater Queen. Nancy Beach is producer of the film, which is screening later this week in Manchester. She joins us now with more. Nancy, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you, Brady.
Could you start by telling us the story of how May and her family came to New Hampshire? Because I know that they started the business when they were in New York.
May's father was a Jewish immigrant from Germany, where he learned to build knitting machinery. And when he came to New York, he said that he never wanted to work for anybody else again. And May was the only son, if you will, for about 7 years until her brother was born. She learned a lot about what it meant to be an entrepreneur, even as a small child. I think it just resonated through their family. And when May was, she was only about 15 or 16 years old. She was actually quite bright, ended up graduating from high school early, went on to NYU to get her undergraduate degree. She ended up meeting Saul Sidor. And it was at that point that May's father wanted the two of them to go into business with he and his wife. And Brookshire Knitting was born. Because of rising costs in New York City and a little visit from the mafia, they decided that they needed to move and relocate. And I think it was one of their salesmen found these really amazing mill buildings in Manchester, New Hampshire, and off they went.
May and her husband then started their own line, Pandora Sweaters.
It was a cardigan sweater with a sweater vest, and actually it was Saul and May who came up with this three-piece outfit with a matching sweater skirt. So that was relatively cutting edge back in the day. And Pandora was a subsidiary of Brookshire. May's father and then her brother were still involved in the business to some extent.
After May's husband died, she had the option to sell her share in Pandora to her father, the rest of the family. But instead, she decided she would raise the money herself and buy the company outright. Why?
I think you have to know who May Gruber is, or at the time she was May Sidor. You know, there was a little bit of family tension as to how they wanted to run the company. Saul had instituted kind of a bottom-up approach, that we're all in this together. The employees would be able to get profit sharing at the end of the year. They had huge parties. And May's father and brother did not see it. It was bottom line, business, business, business. And May was approached by a number of the executives saying, we don't want your father and brother to take over. Please, you know, see what you can do.
And there's a clip in the film which I wanted to play here too, which I think also sheds a little light on her approach. Let's hear that now.
There was an insurance salesman from Nashua, and he said to me, why don't you sell out? Because my father and my brother would have paid me, and I would have been comfortable. And I said, and what will I do with the money? Because I should stay home and play bridge, or learn to play golf. It seemed so stupid to me to waste your life that way.
She feels this responsibility to the employees, but it sounds like she also had an ambition for herself.
But I think it's the way you define ambition. And to her was to do good. If that meant to do good by her employees, to do good by the quality of products she was making, then that was important and significant to her. To do good by the process. She was, again, ahead of the curve, really, by bringing Dr. Fred Jervis on board to talk about multi-year planning. You know, where do you want to be in 5 years? In the 50s and 60s, nobody was doing that. So I think that for May, her ambition was to do good in every part of her life. Although I think at the end of the day, she said, well, I think I sort of shortchanged my children, but you know, being a Jewish mom, you have to have a little bit of guilt. She's got a great sense of humor, and I think that's another thing that got her through.
May stepped down as president of Pandora in 1976. She wound up selling the company in 1983. And in 1990, Pandora closed. At a certain point, was that simply going to be unavoidable?
Well, I think Ideally, May would have loved it if one or more of her children probably had stepped up and said, hey, we want to keep this business going. We want a part of it. But, she had five children, and they all had lives, and it didn't sort of jive with taking over a family business, which Pandora was. She had remarried Sam Gruber, who had opened her eyes to art and music, and the way I look at it is Sam taught her how to, let go of the business. There was still a little bit of life that she needed to thoroughly embrace and enjoy. And since none of her family was interested, she went to Al Alter, who was then president of the company, and said, do you think we could sell it? And they did, to Western & Gulf, and they didn't treat the employees the way that May and Saul had, and it was really unfortunate. And they took the company over, and about 5 years later, or sooner, I think, moved it to North Carolina, where most of the mills ended up closing. And, we know the rest of the story. It all went to China. So I think while Pandora was thriving under May's leadership in Manchester, I don't even think she can tell you what would have happened if she had held on to it.
May is now 100 years old. Still going strong, I gather?
She said she's got a plan, and as long as she continues to plan, right now she said she's doing it a year at a time instead of 5 or 10 years. But she still plans. She has an apartment in New York. She's got a beautiful house in Goffstown. Lots of family and friends, and I don't know how many great-great-grandchildren she has now, but I don't think she's ready to go anytime soon.
Nancy Beach is producer of the documentary Sweater Queen about the life and work of May Gruber of Manchester. The film is playing later this week in the Queen City. You can get details at our website, nhpr.org.